Now I'm supposed to follow that, right? I gotta follow that, right? That's awesome. Don't y'all love our young people? Amen. That was awesome, guys. Great job. Is there more? Or are we good? I didn't want to take any more. We're good? Okay. All right. They're still standing. I was wondering. I'm still standing. That was beautiful, guys. Thank you so much. What I love about this group is their dedication on Sunday afternoon. That just doesn't happen in a couple days. They have to work that for months, and they've been practicing Sunday afternoons for months. And so, once again, guys, we just celebrate with you. We applaud you for your efforts and all the hard work and dedication you've put into that. For the leadership, for Elizabeth and Jennifer and all those who have been helping, thank you, guys. One more time, let's let them know we love them. Amen. I love it. Hey, I was reminded this morning in my prayer time, a lot of times if you've got a certain devotion book you're working through or something that, you know, your discipline plan that you have, your discipleship plan that you have, that's a wonderful thing. But sometimes I just take whatever date it is of the day, and I'll take a Psalms and a Proverbs of that day. And so today it was Psalm 20 and Proverbs 20. And I thought it was interesting. Just go with me, if you will, in Psalms 20. If you don't know what to read in the mornings, just what date is it, and turn to a psalm of that date. I think that's a good practice to have. And many times I'll add that too as a supplement to whatever I'm working through devotional-wise. But it's like the Lord, I think the whole service, God's been speaking to us about the message I have in my heart to give today. He's already been preaching that. And that God is trustworthy. Everybody say, God is trustworthy. I said it last week, and I'll say it again. He's infinitely trustworthy, and he's intimately involved in your lives. Did you know that? God is infinitely trustworthy, and he's intimately involved in your life. Look at your neighbor, say he's talking to you. You, he's intimately involved with you, and he's trustworthy. But in Psalm 20, I love what it said here. If you look down towards, verse 6 here, it says, "Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He answers him from his heavenly sanctuary with the victorious power of his right hand." Verse 7, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord." Let me say that one more time, because I don't know if it spoke to you like it did to me this morning. Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord. Can somebody give the Lord praise this morning and thank him? And so I was reminded of something that a couple months ago, last year in January, I learned. The name I want to present to you today is that God is Jehovah Jireh. Anybody know what that word means? Anybody know what that means? He's my provider, yes. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. But if you really open that up and dissect that, there's a lot more to it than just in the way of that he provides. Many times we read that, and we see that story, and we say, he's Jehovah Jireh, he's my provider, and we immediately go to the finances. We immediately go to the material. We immediately go to the possessions, the way that he provides for us. And that's okay, because that's something we can trust God in putting. He said, seek ye first my kingdom and my righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you, meaning those things that we need, those things that he wants for us to experience in life, his care, his watchful care, his watchful eye. But when I look at Jehovah Jireh, and what I want you to see in these next few moments is that he's not only a God that provides for me, but he is a God who is very much intimately involved in my life, and he is a God who cares for me. He cares. What do you mean, Pastor Steve? Yes, he cares. He provides for me. I can ask him, and I can trust him to take care of our needs, but he also cares for me. What does that mean? He's constantly involved in my life. He's constantly watching over my life. He's behind me. He's with me. He's ahead of me. Don't you love that? He said that he will never leave me nor forsake me. And so I was looking at some notes that I took last year. In January, and this is perfect for this message today, that he is Jehovah Jireh. And I wrote this down in my prayer time. Is it okay? I'll be a little bit transparent this morning with you. Is that okay? If I'm transparent with you, something we were walking through, Mary Alice and I, and the Lord out of many months of praying and seeking the Lord and not knowing direction that he would have for us to go, next steps, we knew that we had been uncomfortable for quite a few months, and we knew that God was leading us to something else. We've been pastoring the same church for about 20 years, a church that we planted in Charleston, and we just knew that God was doing something different in our hearts. He had released us from that. He was releasing us from that, but yet we did not know what that next step was. We didn't know about you beautiful people here in Rock Hill. I knew about you, but I didn't know there was an opportunity to come and be a part of you in this way. You know, so learning about that in February and walking through that and how God has opened that opportunity to us is incredible. The timing of that for us in our lives and how desperate we were to hear from God. This was in January. The Lord gave me a word, and I always ask God to give me a word every year, and the word was courageous. Everybody say courageous. I say, why, Lord, you give me the word courageous in such a desperate time? We got to hear from you. We need to know what your will is for us. And then I began to recall how good God was and how he had been with me over different periods of my life. And I wrote these notes down in January of last year. How he has nudged me in the plans that he has made for me. Every step he has made a way where there seemed to be no way. Every opportunity for ministry I had that he had provided to us up to that point. The steps to get there. I've either been introduced to an opportunity through relationship or an act of obedience in ministry without even knowing at the time that things would develop into something else. I was a young man growing up in this church. Gave my heart to Christ right here, and God somehow steered and directed my life into ministry full time. I went to Bible college. I went to Southeastern University Bible College at that time. And shortly after that stint at Bible college, I came back and was serving in the church, and the Lord opened an opportunity for me to work part-time, or actually full-time, at PTL. Many of you remember what that was, the Inheritance USA right here in Fort Mill. And I was on the landscape crew, and I was cutting grass and watering trees, and all I could just make money, you know, for the summer, where I went back to Bible college, and the Lord opened up an opportunity for me. It was at PTL. I only dreamed of doing the things that I got to do. I dreamed of being a part of the musical family there at PTL. My mom and dad took us to an outdoor amphitheater passion play, and I just said, Lord, I would love to be a part of something like that. And God saw that heart and saw my heart, and I believe what I experienced at that point in my life is that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, that he will give you the desires of your heart. I learned that. I experienced that as a young man. And so I never did imagine that God would open up the door for me that he did at PTL. And I never did I imagine in a million years. The piano player this morning, she was really pretty, wasn't she, this morning? Yeah. Woo! Yes. I never dreamed in a million years that God would introduce me to my wife at PTL. And we met there, and we married. We had our first child there. And all the things that the ripple effect of just asking God to be obedient to what God had for me. I think of what Kyle said already. It wasn't that I was perfect or I messed up. Yeah, we're works in progress, right? But somehow through that, God still steers and moves and nudges because he loves us and he cares for us. And I remember after that season of our life, we were living in Missouri, and I went back to Bible college again to get some more learning, if you will, in the Bible school. And God opened up an opportunity for us to serve in a local church in Newburgh, Indiana. And we became youth pastors and music pastors at that church. We served there for 6.5 years, and it was a wonderful time. It was through relationships and just God nudging us and pushing us in the direction he had for us. And then after that, I remember how God opened an opportunity for us at Good Shepherd Assembly of God in Evansville, and we became associate pastors there and helped build a building and work through creating discipleship programs and assimilation programs and working through that and the opportunities that God would give us. And it was just it's a matter of walking and knowing that God cared for us and that he was providing for us and nudging us and pushing us and calling, and we would lean toward him, and God would open up doors through people and opportunities. And I remember the heart that I had to want to plant a church. I said, Lord, where is that coming from, God? And I began to want to plant a church, and I thought it was going to be in southern Indiana, and God opened up an opportunity for us to plant a church in Charleston, South Carolina, where we've been the last 20 years. And I wanted to pursue my education further, and I went back to school, and I was probably the oldest guy in the group, and they would call me Pops, you know, in the group, and I'm there in school and learning, and I got my undergrad completed, and then I stayed in and got my master's, and now I'm in the doctoral. You told me 10 years ago that would have happened. I would have never dreamed that would be the case, and I see how God continues to care for me. You see what I'm saying here? I'm not just trying to boast or give you my story. I'm trying to let you see that God's careful eye is on your life. And he will direct your life as you lean into him. I remember having a dream through Bible college and going back to school that I'd love to be an adjunct professor and pour into younger lives and be a teacher, if you will, for younger students going into ministry and share some of our experiences and stories. And God opened an opportunity for me to be an adjunct professor, and I love doing those things. And that's a dream and a desire that became a reality. And now, this is what I wrote in my notes a year ago. Now we are at a crossroads again, and I'm encouraged to know that God is speaking and leading. And the Holy Spirit was telling me, Steve, be strong and courageous, even though I didn't know what the answer was. Be strong and courageous. And it was out of Joshua 1, 9 through 11. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. 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 Be strong. Be courageous. Because I am with you wherever you go. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing this morning, be strong and be courageous because the Lord your God is with you. He cares for you more than you would ever imagine. He cares for you. And so when you see the name Jehovah Jireh, and I was going to have us go, and I'm going to split this into a part two, and I'm going to delve into it more next week as well. So how many say, Pastor, I'll be back next week to hear the rest of your message? Come on. I'd love it if you would. I'd be honored. Because I feel like God's got something very special for us in this message, and I want you to be thinking about it. So this week, in addition to your normal reading that you have in the Bible, I want you to read Genesis 22, and I want you to read the story of Abraham and Isaac, okay? But when you see the terminology Jehovah Jireh, when you break that down, he is Jehovah, he is the Lord our God, but he is Jireh, the Hebrew name for God, meaning that he is our provider. And when you see that story, when you open that up, when you see the story of Abraham and Isaac, you see that God not only provided, but what was the prerequisite before the provision was that he saw Abraham's faith. He saw the need. He saw because he was watching, he was caring for, he was watching over Abraham's life, he was watching over Isaac's life, he was watching over Ishmael's life, he was watching over Hagar's life, he was watching over Sarah's life. And I want you to know this morning, As we look to God as the author and perfecter of our faith, we can trust him with every detail in our life. Every detail. And what I want to get across to us this morning is in sharing my story and being transparent, just sharing a little bit of my journal from a year ago, is that we can trust God that he never takes his eyes off of us. He never takes his eyes off of us. Can somebody say praise the Lord for that? The Bible says he never sleeps nor slumbers. He has a watchful care. He is ever interceding for us. Ever interceding for us. God cares for you. So in loving people, we have to understand that God cares for every individual on this planet. Did you know that? Every person in this building, every person in Rock Hill, South Carolina, said this morning, he cares for every person. He cares for every, and he knows the details of every individual life. Hallelujah. Red, yellow, black, and white, they are all precious in his sight. And he cares for you. Look at your neighbor and say, he's talking to you this morning. He cares for us. He cares for us. I was asking the Lord this morning, I said, Lord, what is it that you want to tell us in this message? Because it's important for us to understand the context of Jehovah Jireh is our provider, but also to understand that it's not just in the way of providing for us. It's in the overall care of our lives. Look at your neighbor and say, he's in the details of your life. God's in the details. If you ever doubt that, look at a butterfly's wings. If you ever doubt that God's in the details, look at a butterfly's wings and look at the symmetry in the butterfly's wings, how they line up. I'm amazed when I look at a monarch butterfly wing and how the beauty of that, symmetrically, how it's lined up, the details of that. When you stand on an ocean shore and you watch the tide come in and go back out, and the order of that, the order of the waves, and the order of the where that boundary is, and it stops, it just doesn't keep coming, and it goes back out again. There's a rhythm in that, and there is God in that. There is care in that. Your God is a God of detail and order. And he's concerned about the details of your life and about the very individual things about your life, because he is infinitely trustworthy and he is intimately involved in your life. Details. God is in the details. Look at when you have opportunity to step outside and look what's happening with the spring. Y'all love the spring? You love the blooms coming out? I know Miss Peggy does. I've been to her house and I see all the flowers. You can see your house when you drive up because you see all the flowers out in your yard. And the daffodils blooming, and the red buds are blooming, and the different trees are blooming. The cherry trees are blooming. The pear trees are blooming. And you can see it's the detail in God. It's the detail in God. And if you get anything else today in this message, in this short message this morning, because I'm going to open it up more next week, that God is in the details of your life. He's in the very details. You say, Pastor, sometimes I feel like God is far away from me. Sometimes I know that I just feel like God doesn't understand what I'm going through. He knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly what's going on. He knows your name. Matter of fact, not only is he concerned about you, but he's also concerned about your spouse. He's also concerned about your children. He's also concerned about your grandchildren. God has not forgotten you. He's not forgotten what you care about. He's not forgotten about your circumstances. He is a God who is intimately involved in your life, and he is infinitely trustworthy. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we thank you, God, that we can trust you this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, what is it you want to do for us today? What is it you want to speak to our hearts about today, God? Lord, I want you to have your will and have your way. Hallelujah. I want our prayer team to come back again. I want you guys just to position yourself and be ready. If you just come on right now. Let's just all stand together in this place right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You guys just get some background music for me. I appreciate it. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. There's two things I want to accomplish in the end of our time together today. Is that one is I want to speak to those who say, Pastor, God's not in control of my life. I've taken things in my own, I've been in control of my own situation. I've not leaned on God. I've not called out to God in quite a while to be a part of my situation. And I'm somewhat in a place of out of sync with God. I'm not saying you're a bad person. We already said it this morning. None of us in this room are perfect. We're family here. What I am saying that maybe you're at a place and you're not walking in God's grace, you're not walking in knowing him. So I want to speak with you right now. Every head bowed and every eye closed, and those also watching online, maybe you happen to find us online and here we are talking about where God is in your life. It's a wonderful opportunity, and I thank you for just giving us that opportunity in your life right now. Say, Pastor Steve, I found myself in the church today and I'm just not at a place where I know God and I know that I need him in my life. That's the first person I want to talk with right now. I'm going to challenge you with this word. Is that the God who formed you in your mother's womb is the God who knows you right now. There's nothing hidden from him. There's nothing he hasn't seen. At the same time, there's nothing that can separate his love for you. Nothing you have done, nothing you could do could separate you from God's love. The Bible says that no heights, no depths, no distance can separate us from the love of God. And God's grace is sufficient this morning for you. So heads are bowed and eyes are closed. I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, you see that one. You see that one, God, who says, I need Jesus in my life today. I need God in my life today. I know that I'm not with him. I'm not walking in him, and I need him today. If that's you, my friend, I want you to experience a God who cares for you. I want you not only to experience, I want you to know him in a real tangible way. I want you to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I invite you to pray this prayer right now. This is just the beginning. of a life relationship you can have with a living God who created you, who knows you, you have to take the next step. And you pray like this. You say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I cannot save myself, but I ask that you'd forgive me of my sins. Come into my life and be my Savior, be my Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you've cared for me, that you've watched over me. Even when I wasn't serving you and not faithful to you, God, you are still faithful to me. And I surrender today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sir, ma'am, young person, if that was you, no one's looking around, I'd like to pray for you this week. If that's you, would you slip your hand up and know that I pray with you, you pray with me this morning. See, Pastor Steve, that's me. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else up in the balcony? Yes, sir. Thank you so much for being honest this morning and being transparent before the Lord. Anybody on the main floor here, you say, Pastor, that's me. I need God in my heart today. I need God in my life today. Anybody else in the house today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Second person I want to pray for this morning and give you an opportunity to come to this place of prayer at the front here. Is that you would say, Pastor, I'm just at a place where I'm burdened. I'm heavy burdened. There's something weighty on my heart. And just that brief message you've given me about God being concerned, about him being intimately involved in my life, that he cares for me. I'm going to take a step of faith and just say, Lord, I'm bringing this concern before you. I'm tired of carrying it. I'm weary of it, Lord. Maybe it's a relational thing. Maybe it's a financial thing. Maybe it's a physical thing. But you're saying, Lord, this is a care in my life, and I've been carrying the weight of it. And now I realize that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the Lord who provides. So, Lord, you have the answer already before I even know what it is. And I want to trust you with it. I want you to just begin to come right now all over the house. Just begin to respond and come forward. So we can pray with you this morning around these altars. Anyone, just come on, just make your way this morning. Say, Pastor, I welcome someone to pray for me. Maybe there's someone you can stand in proxy for this morning. As we begin to pray right now, just to come and let God do what he wants to do in your heart today. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we surrender to you. It's an act of surrender as we take a step of faith today. It's a way of saying, Lord, I surrender all to you today, oh God. I give you my heart, I give you my life, I surrender to you, I give you my situation, I give you my circumstance, oh Lord. Hallelujah. I surrender to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord, for everyone in this room. I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit right now. Would you guys just begin to slip up your hands and your hearts and just begin to pray right now? Say, Father, Lord, I want your Holy Spirit, Lord God, to take my situation, Lord. God, I put my care into your hands, oh God, and you are my God. You are my God, Lord Jesus. I give my concerns to you, Lord. I give my concerns to you, my cares to you, oh God, today. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are my provider. Lord, you are my caregiver, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those of you watching online this morning, that maybe you just say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to pray for you right now. Father, I thank you, Lord. God, for just ministering to every home, God, everyone watching online. Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh and you will provide, Lord God, the care. You will provide, Lord, the even the details, God, of their lives, Lord. You know exactly, God, what's going on. And I thank you that you would help them to trust in you, Lord, and to know that you are with them, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Father. We honor you, God, in this place today. We love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. God is very involved in the details of your life. Details. He goes before us. He walks alongside of us. He is always around our situation. Hallelujah. He cares. He cares for you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to give you praise right now. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Speak, I pray, Lord God. Speak, I pray, Lord Jesus, right now. Hallelujah. does this something with me. Just put your hand over your heart like this morning. Because before we can love people good and in the way that would honor God, before we can love others, we have to know that God loves us, that He's caring for us, and that we are healthy and that we are in Him. I just want the Holy Spirit to do what He wants to do right now in your heart and your life. Let's welcome Him in your situation. Holy Spirit of God, you're welcome in this place. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. Jesus, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. God's doing something right now. I can see it all across this room. Hallelujah. Let Him do what He wants to do this morning. Jesus, 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 you care for every individual in this place this morning, God. You see the details of their lives, Lord. God, we surrender it to you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Our team sang a song this morning that Lisa reminded us of, and I want us to sing it together if you know it. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy. Thou art welcome in this place. One more time. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome. Father, I want to thank you that you are very involved in every life in this room. You see every detail of their lives. You see the situation they're going through, God. And out of this, Lord, right now, as we have prayed and we have trusted you, God, now we ask, Lord, that you would accept our praise out of our situation. So all across the house, down here up in the balcony, I want you to just begin to worship Him out of that place of concern, out of that place of heaviness, out of that place of overwhelmingness, out of that place of even anxiety. Worship Him out of that right now and say, God, I exalt you in my life, in my situation. You are King of kings and Lord of lords, and I worship you in the middle of this, Lord. Hallelujah. And I thank you that you are infinitely trustworthy, and I thank you, God, that you're intimately involved in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your word today. Lord, in Psalm 20, it tells us that some have trusted in horses and chariots, but God, we trust in the name of the Lord. And I thank you for that word today, God. So whatever we're going through, God, we're going to trust in you. We're going to trust you with it. Would you say it with me? I'm going to trust Him. I'm going to trust Him. I'm going to trust Him with the situation through my life in the name of Jesus. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise and thank Him this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.